Potters, and welcome to something completely different.
We're crafting
I'm Monty
today.
Python! This is episode 34 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay, and as you can see, this is slightly different than what we're normally doing. This is going to be an entirely live-streamed episode. This does not have any pre-recorded segments, so what you see is what you get.
Oh, goody.
For good or ill.
Which means Val and Amber, because Amber's in that type of mood too, are going to be watching our language.
Oh no, I'm probably not watching my language at all, considering what just happened.
Sweet.
So this one's going to be marked explicit in the tags, so just fair warning. I have had some weird shit go down this morning, so I'm just letting it fly.
There's one.
Screw the universe.
I'm going to keep a running tally. One.
You can tally after we're done. But since we're about to be working on stuff, why don't we start with what the heck we're working on?
That's a good idea, huh? Do you want me to start with first?
Well, yes, that was a prompt.
Oh, that... I'm tired. Hang on, where's my Starbucks? Here. Starbucks. This is what's keeping me going right now. Not food, not sleep, Starbucks. I am going to be working on my wig for Raven. I decided the other day that this color was too bright. And especially, I'm the type of person where I take into account flash photography, since that's the majority of what my photos end up being. And when this flashes in the light, this is coming out way brighter than I had initially intended. So I'm going through and Sharpie dyeing it with blue and black. Because it's a very short wig, I'm doing it by hand instead of doing it the alcohol method. Which means it takes longer, but it also means I have a better control over the color. So this is the project for the day, and it's going to smell. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, I have a lot of work to do. This is between this and the gems for Raven, it's going to be a very trying day, but I'm ready to get this monkey going. The test area looks fabulous, so that's what I'm doing.
Amber swears and Val gets high. I get it.
Woohoo!
Though speaking of getting high, this thing still smells to high heaven. This is going to be one of the things I am working on today. This is actually a bow. That way you can see the whole thing. This is what I have been fiberglassing for those who have been helping me. Big thanks to Welcomin and to Petmaster for their advice on what to do when fiberglassing stuff. This still kind of smells like fiberglass because outside long enough for the smell to go away, but at least it's not so bad that my entire apartment smells this time. So I will be putting a coating on this so that I can sand it and not die, which is a good thing. And I'm also going to be casting for the first time. I will be casting my first gem. Isn't it cute?
Yay! I helped her with
the
stuff.
This smells too. All my stuff smells. Plaster smells. Fiberglass smells. Resin smells. The glue, wood filler smells. Yeah, all kinds of good smelly stuff. In fact, I should probably open my window. Except that there's a south wind today, and my window faces south, so I'll blow all the fumes right back into my apartment.
That's counterproductive.
It's just, you know, it's great for getting light.
Yeah.
But it's not so great for getting wind, because it always
not
blows
so much
right back
wind.
Into my apartment. But,
that's funny.
But the swearing thing earlier, so real quick, so people know why the heck I've just kind of tossed off watching my mouth today.
Yeah, feel free.
I was working on my UA costume. For those who don't know, I'm doing UA from Cardcaptor Sakura for Project Akon. That's supposed to be my biggie. And working on it today, doing all my nice ironing. It looks so nice. I did a kick-ass job on this. Thank you very much. And it's proportional to me, which is really awkward because, of course, you know, UA is kind of one of those androgynous people, but I have the really big problem, and that makes the questions on costumes really awkward. But I just finished doing this not an hour ago, and so I tilted my ironing board up to put it up, or at least get it out of the way. And then all of a sudden, some orange stuff comes dripping off of it right onto this that I just finished all this hard work on. I still don't know what the heck it was, because my iron's not rusty. It almost wore like cinnamon in water. It kind of looked like that. It shouldn't have been on my ironing board in the first place, and I don't know why the heck it was, unless my ironing board is rusting and I don't know about it. But yeah, it dripped all over my costume, and it was very uncool because I couldn't get it out. And yeah, it hates me. So, yeah, that's why. So I'm going to lay this back down.
Which sucks
way
so
over
bad.
Here so I can't... I'm going to lay this over here so that I can't spill anything else on it.
So it's out of the way entirely.
Yes, that is the point.
Aw, poor Amber.
I spent so much fucking time on it.
I know, I'm sorry, honey. I wish I could offer you some advice to get it out, but without knowing what it is, it's like,
I still don't know what the hell. It doesn't smell, it doesn't look like anything that I know of besides cinnamon, and I haven't, my cinnamon is about six meters that way. In my kitchen.
Yeah, in the opposite area.
The only food I have had out was way over there. So, yeah. Oh, this was fun. This is not quite bias tape, but it's kind of bias tape. It acts like bias tape. It's 1/4 inch thin tape. And on the back of it, I had to iron heat and bond. I had to cut 1/4 inch thin strips of heat and bond and iron them onto the back of this. Let me tell you how much of a pain that was.
A giant pain in the butt, I bet.
It looks like purple spaghetti. But,
yeah.
Wow, that was a massive pain in the ass. But, you know, the things you do, because anime costumes don't have seams. So
yeah.
You don't want to stitch anything down. You don't have to, so you can't see the stitching line. Even if the thread is the exact same color as the fabric, the texture difference means you will be able to see it.
Exactly.
So, of course, the only way to not have any seams on your costume is to not stitch anything down, which means you have to use adhesives. And as some of us know from experience, some adhesives stain your fabric.
Yes.
Some of them will discolor your fabric, even if they don't stain it. And the only way to know this is, of course, to test it out, which is how we all know what works and what doesn't on certain fabrics. So... usually I end up falling back on heat and bond just because I know that it works on most fabrics. And needless to say, it was not fun. And I know I'm going to have to do it again because I know I don't have to. But it's okay. It's what I can do in my free time.
Exactly.
But what I'm going to start with first is the casting here. And, of course, I've used fiberglass resin, so at least I've worked with resin before. But I've never actually worked with this stuff. So this stuff is...
which one is that?
Can you see that? There we go. This is the Amazing Clear Cast.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of hard to, like, put light on it, because I don't really have... my light's shining from here and not from...
yeah, I know. Mine is... I have to stick it right here so I can kind of see what I'm doing and make sure I'm hitting all the strands.
There we go. Now it's like...
that's good stuff. It's a step above the cheap stuff. I use the cheap stuff.
Well, I mean, this wasn't exactly cheap. I mean, it's actually less expensive to buy this sort of thing, to buy resin in bulk.
Yes,
to get the
it
larger
is.
Containers. It's, in the long run, actually cheaper that way. But since, one, I'm still learning, and two, I only have to cast one gem. Seriously, between now and Akon, I only need one gem. And that's why I got this stuff. Ooh, that's kind of vacuumed to form. Kind of strange, but okay.
So, you
so
have
of course,
cups and everything.
It gave me mixing cups, which is good. Because
nice.
I'm sure my plastic cups would not appreciate that.
No. You would have to toss it around.
Oh, I have to tell my fiberglass resin story.
Yes,
Well, no, I have to tell my stories from what I've learned because not everybody follows us on Facebook. So normally you don't want to mix resin and plastic cups. And here's why. It dissolves the plastic. The way resin works is you mix two separate chemically different ingredients together and they molecularly fuse to become a new compound. That is usually how resin works. That's why you always have a part A and a part B. And part B is always a hardener of some sort.
Always.
And that's what causes the thermo reaction. You know, it produces heat. A lot of heat. The more hardener you add, the hotter it gets.
Gets, yes.
So you don't want to add too much hardener because you will light your resin on fire. And no, I have not actually done this. No, I have read it from enough places that, yes, you can actually light your project on fire if you put too much part B. But
Amber has
not
done that
in a plastic cup.
Yet.
Plastic does not take very well to heat. Yeah, so
Amber's not
I found
down
that
her
on the hardware. I found out
that
the resin actually does. No, I just burned a little baby hole through my plastic cup, which was uncool. But at least I found it. I found it before it did anything, thank God.
Good.
But I also found out that in the same way, acetone will also eat through plastic cups. So yeah, nail polish remover eats through plastic cups too. In fact, it eats through them faster than resin does.
It does.
My jaw dropped yesterday as I was doing it over the sink. I had a little tin cup, actually, because I didn't think it would work too well in plastic. So I bought a little tin cup to put my acetone in so I could clean my brushes. Because acetone actually gets resin off of paint brushes, so you can actually save your brushes instead of throwing them out every time. But it was not watertight, so the acetone leaked out of the little tin cup. So then I was kind of reduced to doing it in a plastic cup, and about 15 seconds later, my sink started turning red because that was the color of the cup, and my jaw dropped, and a couple seconds later, yeah, there was a tiny little hole in the side of the cup, and the rest of the acetone just drained out. So yeah, that is my experience with resin. It was a learning experience.
Definitely a learning experience.
So I did it for a second time yesterday after learning and with some advice from those who have actually done it many times before. So I actually, because the first time I just did it with resin, I didn't do it with any sort of cloth. I only used fiberglass resin, kind of like a coating, like you would Mod Podge. Because I thought, well, maybe the resin will soak into the cells of the foam because craft foam is open cell. It's got little baby holes in it. That's why you always have to seal it before you paint it. So I figure, okay, it'll soak into all the little holes and it'll make my foam harder. No. It doesn't do that.
It decided not to do
that. I will tell you right now, it does not actually do that. It does give it a sort of coating on the top, but it doesn't actually make the structure harder. In fact, it actually made my core a little bit floppy, which was the complete opposite of what I wanted. So then I had to go back. And that's why you see all the color in my bow, because I had to go back and paper mache over my core to make it stiff again so that it wasn't going to flop over. And all the color is newspaper that I fiberglassed over.
Yay, newspaper.
I used wood glue, and wood glue makes a fantastic paper mache ingredient. If you don't want to use school glue, normally they'll tell you use watered down Elmer's glue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a stronger paper mache, just get some Elmer's wood glue from like Home Depot or Lowe's or your local hardware store. And you can get it in a gallon-sized container. That sucker will last you forever. I think I'm only halfway done with mine, and I've had it over a year already.
Yeah, that stuff will last
you a long
time.
It doesn't take much. Yeah, and you can always mix it if you don't want to just use solid wood glue because it is kind of tacky. If you want to mix it half and half with white glue, you can do that, or you can mix it in thirds. And just do a third wood glue, a third white glue, and a third water. That works too. In fact, that's usually what I do. I do thirds. It's just runny enough that you can actually work with it. But it's strong enough that it makes a real hard coating. I only needed one layer to make this stiff, and that's a good thing. So then I used interfacing for my fiberglassing. I put fiberglass resin over Regular medium weight fusible interfacing. Yes, that is the stuff you iron into clothing to make them a little more stiff.
Yep.
I don't know if that's blasphemous or not to actually
it
use
might
interfacing
be.
that way.
I don't really know because I've never heard of anybody doing that before.
Actually, Wilkowin was the one who told me to do that. She actually has a tutorial. Listeners, if you want to look her up on DeviantArt, she actually has a fiberglassing armor tutorial, but she uses heavyweight interfacing because she doesn't actually have a core to start on like I did. She uses the interfacing as the core.
Interesting.
That's why because it's stiff to begin with, and then you fiberglass over it, and it gets more stiff. But you just layer it up because it's, you know, it absorbs the resin just fine. And interfacing is cheap. When you get the medium weight, you can always wait until Black Friday sales, and you can purchase it in whole bolts from local hobby stores, which is fantastic. Because I still have two bowls left. It's like, hey, I can start fiberglassing from now on. Sweet. Although I think I wanted to at some point see if the interfacing will work as well as newspaper and paper mache, so that I would have something like intermache and just use wood glue over interfacing and see if that actually does the same thing. Not quite as cheap as newspaper, though, because newspaper is free. At least it is for me.
It is for me, too. That's why I use it. That's why I use it to make patterns. It's free.
I never use it to make patterns just because I can't see very well through the colored portions of the newspaper to see the pattern lines. So I prefer to make my pattern pieces out of poster board, if at all possible. But I will always paper mache and make mock-ups out of newspaper, as long as I don't have to worry about seeing the lines.
Right.
But since I get grocery ads every Wednesday, I always end up with a lot of newspaper. Okay. So I'm sitting here, I'm reading the instructions on this because contrary to popular belief, I actually do read the instructions on all of my things, even if I don't follow them. But at least I would like to know, if nothing else, the safety precautions because... Yeah, Murphy's Law means I'm going to spill something.
Yeah,
and
especially with resin.
Being an apartment. Yeah, I don't want to spill anything on my carpet because I don't own this carpet. This is not my apartment. Well, I don't own the apartment. I live here. But
it's one of those things where each thing of resin has different instructions on it, so it may work for one resin and may be completely different for another. So
it's like, okay, why would anybody ingest resin? Seriously, why would anybody try and drink this?
YouTube dare?
Death dare?
Yeah. You have the cinnamon test.
Because, you know, this stuff can literally kill you if you eat
it.
Oh,
I know. I know this. However, most others don't realize this.
No, that was a rhetorical statement.
Oh. Well, I can't help you on that one.
I don't think these mixing cups are large enough. Yeah, I really don't think that these are large enough.
Because you're not doing... I mean, your gem size is pretty ginormous, so...
Well, I'm also not going to fill this entire mold.
Right.
Because it ended up larger than I needed it. Which was interesting. For a first-time mold casting, I didn't realize that... plaster expands. It makes sense now because when you think about it, plaster heat cures and heat would obviously cause it to expand, but I didn't think about it at the time. Which seems really odd though because it's still so thin on the bottom, but it actually got thicker at the top.
Top, yeah, that's usually like, how it goes.
Wait a minute. Heat rises, so yeah, it would be bigger at the top, but why couldn't it have gone the other direction?
Because that would have been too easy.
You can see the bottom. I used rigid wrap on the bottom. You can see kind of the weave of the mesh.
Nice.
So that I could strengthen it so that I wouldn't get the hole on the bottom as much. Okay. What do you think, mold release?
What do you have
Because
with you?
eventually I'm going to probably most basic household cleaning substances and cooking substances.
If you have baking, not baking powder, cornstarch or PAM,
Yes, I do.
use those. Those are
I don't have PAM, but I do have cornstarch.
use cornstarch.
And I do have oil. I have oils of many types.
Cornstarch helps out
Now,
immensely.
won't the cornstarch get embedded in the resin?
What you have to do is you have to rub it down to like the finest grain possible.
Won't it still get embedded in the resin,
It hasn't
making
happened
it
to me.
cloudy?
Hasn't happened to me yet.
Okay.
They say if you want to go for an oil,
Actually, I was going to say, if PAM works, wouldn't an oil?
yeah, an oil will work too. What kind of oil do you have?
Veggie, olive, coconut.
You can do coconut
Probably
oil.
coconut.
I'm thinking coconut. I haven't tried it with olive oil. I don't know how that would work.
I used olive oil when I cast it.
My
I put it
concern
all
would
over my globe when I just went.
I think my concern would be with veggie or olive oil is that the oil would actually mix in with the resin and then it would cause a problem.
Actually, I'm only thinking it would be absorbed into the plaster.
They say I would go with coconut oil
I
personally.
think I'm going to use the coconut oil anyway, just because it comes out as a paste that I can kind of work
Yes.
with, as opposed to an actual oil.
That would
So,
be a lot
be
more.
right back.
Yeah, have at it.
Heading into my kitchen now.
I say, I don't know if the camera can pick up anything that I'm doing. It's really difficult to see because of the lighting in my room.
This stuff's supposed to be really good for your skin, too.
And instead, we're going to be using it to make a gem.
Actually use it for my hair and my scalp, oddly enough. It works very, very well for that. You just nuke it in the microwave for about 15 seconds. Course, coconut oil is actually a solid.
Yeah, it's more of a like a yeah. It's
I was just
not
waiting
really
for
an oil.
as soon as I did that, I was waiting for a big like clump to just go.
Clump go. Hurry
I was just waiting for
law.
that.
Murphy's playing
So it
today.
kind of comes out. You see, it comes out in a little white sort of a coating. Yeah, a little bit gets absorbed into the plaster, just a little bit. It actually seems to grease up rather well. This is actually acting kind of like petroleum jelly.
Yeah, that's
What am I
exactly
thinking?
what it should be.
Vaseline.
And that's the other thing they recommend is if you can use Vaseline or some type of petroleum jelly, that works fabulous.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Yeah, I didn't either, so I use
I'm
cornstarch and
sorry.
cornstarch works
I
fantastic.
failed. So now to get this off my finger, I just rub my hand and my scalp. It's like, hey, may as well give myself a massage while I'm at it, you know? There we go. Still a little bit oily. That's okay.
But that's okay.
Will mix one of these to full. Actually, I could probably just mix it in two of these.
How many cups did they give you?
Three.
Wow. They're
How
being
cute.
nice.
You can measure it in milliliters, tablespoons, fluid ounces, or grams. Think that's just about every measurement system in the world.
I think so too. They're
At least
covering
with
all the
fluid.
bases.
Yes. I'm going to pull out my other resin mold just in case I have excess.
Now, are you doing this as a clear? Oh no, she did you run away? She just took off her headphones. I didn't see that.
Here somewhere. Why do I have such a big cabinet full of stuff?
I'm not gonna talk. I'm just gonna let Amber make her ambient noises because that's just funny.
Is.
Yeah, I know I'm not doing this the conventional way, but I like the purple. I'm trying to keep some of the purple still in here. This is just the top layer. Wait till I start getting to the next layer. Man, this smells awesome! Remember,
Give
kids,
my
when you're
little
working with Sharpies,
resin
you
jewelry
have
mold.
nice ventilation. Hey, she's back. Are you mixing it with any color, or are you just keeping it? Cool.
I'm going to mix it with blue. In fact, I should probably pull out one of the gems that I'm matching against,
Yes.
just in case. My cord isn't long enough to actually go all the way across the room.
But long enough to go across the table. Yeah, people, I don't know if you can see that because the lighting is so bad in here. I'm sorry. But it looks cool.
In fact, I
Smells
should probably open a window
lovely.
for ventilation since I'm about to be pouring hazardous materials.
Yeah, I have mine open too.
It's warm outside, man.
Is ridiculously warm outside.
It's good resin casting weather.
You know what? It is, and that's really rare for us. It's a butt to cast resin in Texas.
Actually, that's why I did it yesterday, because I actually looked at the weather forecast to see which days would be the lowest humidity, and that was yesterday. So I did that, and it's even warmer today,
Yes.
but it's also more humid.
It is more humid. Welcome to
This is
Texas.
per ounce, 1 to 20 drops per ounce. Got it.
Time
Thank
for
you,
her to
Hobby
go.
Lobby, for carrying this stuff.
She's going
I'm
to go
kind of
into
sad
math mode.
we have zero viewers. I'm kind of sad. It's like,
Ah.
but we want to chat with people while we're working on cosplay too. So it would be kind of cool to have people watching. Actually, chat, are you monitoring?
I am as soon as I refresh it.
Okay. I should have thought of that.
Nada.
I'm
They
gonna
don't
turn mine
want to
off.
see me getting high or you burning down your apartment, apparently.
Da-ha.
Dude.
Burn
Blue
anything down.
on purple is so pretty. When I get the black in, that's gonna be badass.
I have a feeling that my neighbors are going to look at me going, "What?"
What is this strange woman doing?
Oh no. I think they know that I'm strange.
We all know that you're strange. And we embrace it.
Well, yeah, that
Hey, I hear an airplane.
near an airport.
I know you do. I live near one too.
I live down the street from said airport. Like, literally on the same street as said airport. So,
Think
okay,
I'm,
I
what,
need something
2 miles away
that
from Addison?
You know, one of the things that I really dislike about chemical substances is that they make these really difficult to open.
Yes. Oh
It's
my
like, wait a
God.
second. I know they're supposed to be like child resistant, but they're not supposed to be adult resistant.
I swear, when they really mean childproof, it's adult proof. Because I know children who can open up medicine bottles like nobody's business.
I think they just want to have it be people proof.
It really is. It's people proof. That they need to correct
Or at
the
least
terminology.
they're trying really hard to make it
Yeah. It's no longer childproof. It's just people proof.
yes. I'm gonna have to wash my hands after this. Ew.
Yeah, you are.
At least it's not horrifically smelly like the other resin. Although, from what I have been told, between the two types of resin, the polyurethane family and the polyester family, I have been told that the polyester family smells less.
It does smell less.
Or at least it smells less strongly. How about that? They still both smell terrible, as chemicals do. But what are you going to do? So I guess I'm mixing 2 tablespoons. Because I live in America, and we measure things in tablespoons. Go
America!
Figure. Are you waiting for me to finish
I'm not
that sentence?
It.
No, I was asking if you were wanting me to finish it.
Feel free!
I'm not sure if I feel very free right now.
Aww.
This is kind of like pouring kerosene syrup. I mean, if it's kind of hard to see in the tube, but it actually kind of looks a little like a Karo,
yes.
The stuff you used to eat as a kid on pancakes. I actually poured slightly too much. Just slightly.
Crap, I stuck a lot of hairpins in this thing.
You can go back in there. This reminds me of a science class when you used to have to sit there and look at the meniscus of the measuring cups.
Yes. Oh, I've been there. We've all been there.
Oh, science class. How I miss you. I'm going to get a paper towel. Just in case. Ooh, I should probably cap these. Before
yeah,
I knock
always
them over.
Cap them. When they are not in use, store them properly. Again, people of the internet, I realize that I'm not doing it the normal way that you should do it. You literally should go strand by strand on this one. But again, I want to keep a lot of the purple
it's
in.
Really
so
kind of cool.
Doing a light layer.
Okay.
Welcome
I don't know
back.
If you can actually see that in the light. But they're actually, chemically, they're like lying on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like oil and water. So you can actually see the two layers of resin stuff. Very, very easily entertained. See, I think. I feel like I'm using a shot glass.
You kind of are.
Listeners, that is not permission to drink.
Oh, not yet.
I have never used a shot glass.
I like to say you're missing out, but I wouldn't know.
All right. Yes, they sealed this one too. Yep. Well, it's either sealed or there is something else going on that I don't know about. This does not appear to have... Well, it doesn't have a screw-off lid. Oh, there it goes. Sort of. Kind of. Not really.
Maybe just a little bit.
Well, I imagine it's supposed to come out as drops and not more like a syrup.
Yeah. At least that one, that particular brand usually does it by drops.
It does. So what does Amber do? She pokes at it.
Until something happens.
Well, to an extent.
On my foot.
Maybe there's a reason why this was the last one on the shelf. Either that or this is really hard to pull out of the bottle.
What's going on?
It's coming out like a syrup. It's really hard to get out of the bottle.
Oh, is that the hardener?
Two. No, dye. You see it now?
That's what it does.
These are the little dye pieces just kind of floating in there, like little cherries, and they literally have little stems.
Yep. That's what they do!
Freakiest,
It's funny!
It is funny! At the same time, I'm sitting here just kind of going, science! Like, dude! I'm doing science in my apartment! That is certainly one dark blue.
Now remember, you're only mixing it in one portion, right?
Yep.
When you add it to the second one, it'll get a little lighter.
Yep.
Okay, now I'm going to put my gloves back on. Yes, Val's being diligent today. She's actually wearing gloves when she's painting / dyeing something.
Technically, I should be wearing gloves too.
Yes, you should.
But at this point, it doesn't really matter.
Ah! This is what I hate about gloves, is I can never get them on properly.
Actually,
and it almost seems like with the latex gloves, you're kind of required to do this.
One part may be all I need. Nope, not quite. Need more.
Just need more.
Just a little bit. Not much. In fact, I'm not going to put any dye in this one.
Probably a good idea.
Does it get lighter when it dries, or does it get darker?
You know what? I haven't noticed a change in color when it dries, only when I mix the two parts together. Because the dye color is pretty concentrated.
I noticed.
How many drops did you add in?
5.
Whoa, that's a lot.
It's in between 1 and 20. Realistically, that's actually not a lot. That's only 1/4 strength.
I don't listen to the box because I look at one drop and I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. I love this. This is looking good.
Here, have some more resin.
Take the resin, dang it!
Do not look the gift bottle in the mouth.
Oh, ha ha ha. So funny.
Funny. Honey. Well, you know, if this ends up being slightly darker than I want it, then it's cool. Considering this is the first time, I haven't lit anything on fire yet.
Yay!
So I think I'm doing pretty good.
Achievement unlocked.
That'll
be worth 100 points at the end of the year when you make it through an entire year without burning down your apartment.
Perfect.
How's it looking?
I had to measure it and make sure it was the right diameter.
Cool.
Hopefully this doesn't, like, really rise as it sets.
No, it really won't.
I would act like kind of like the plaster really expanded. I would not actually mind if the resin slightly shrunk.
It'll
Because right now
compress.
it's literally 2.5 inches across exactly.
Yeah, it'll compress a teeny little bit, but not like
that's
crazy.
Cool. That's
The good
cool.
stuff with this is that it doesn't expand or rise. It tends to sit as it is.
Worketh for me.
Now, I don't know how long that dry time is. Does it say?
A long time. Which is why it's just going to sit in my windowsill.
Yeah, don't let it, don't touch it, don't move it, just let it do its thing.
Well, plus if it's by the windowsill, it will get the hot air.
Yay, Amber's growing up. She's resin casting.
Mold making, resin casting, fiberglassing, applique, dyeing fabric.
Dude, we're doing a lot of new stuff this year. You realize that, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. And thank God for my company. Because if I hadn't gotten the promotion that I did in October, I wouldn't be doing any of this. Because that raise is actually what gave me the budget to buy the stuff to experiment with this.
Exactly.
So, God bless my company.
It's one of those things where a lot of the stuff we're doing, you have to experiment. You have to figure out what works, what doesn't work.
Well, you also have to have the materials to experiment with. Like,
mm-hmm.
You can't experiment using hot glue in place of resin if you want to learn about resin. You'll
yep.
learn about hot glue. So, you know, you have to have the budget, obviously, to uphold this sort of thing. And, you know, when you get into what they call the upper realms of cosplay, it takes money.
It takes money.
I mean, that's unfortunately just the long and short of it. It takes money. Because I guarantee to you, as really awesome as craft foam armor can look, you're probably not going to get as high of marks as somebody who has fiberglass armor. That's just, unfortunately, the long and short of it.
Yep.
It's one of those things. Plus, it's a lot harder to destroy fiberglass armor than it is craft foam armor. Been there! That's why I fiberglassed my bow.
Unless you happen to make craft foam armor that looks almost exactly like real armor, then you're like, ooh, snap, you get bonus points for that.
A good set of tools for cosplayers to have, actually, is to get an artist's palette set, which has a whole bunch of little spreaders in it, or spatulas. And you can use these for all sorts of different things. You can use them for spackling if you want to prettify the edges of your foam board. You can use this for spreading fast mache if you want to use powdered paper mache instead of the traditional newspaper you would weigh. You can use this for spreading Bondo or any sort of filler. You know, you can use these for any number of things, anytime you don't want to get your hands dirty or if you want to have a little bit more control over your substance. So artist palette, good thing to have. Likewise, a good set of tweezers is also a very good thing to have for detail work.
As I say, as a secondary to this, as I stick my face right next to all of the wonderful Sharpies that I got on my hair. Ah, man, that smells horrible.
Don't get high, Val. Don't get high.
I'm not. I've got a really well-ventilated area. Plus, these things are a godsend. I love Renews. It kills
me. It's really hard to get somebody unhigh, like, over an internet connection.
Well, what I was going to suggest is, if you're looking for mini toolkits to have, look in your computer store for laptop toolkits. Those come incredibly handy because I've had mine for maybe about 7 years now, and I've just realized, hey, I do have a wrench. Hey, I do have a screwdriver that would be perfect for small things in my laptop kit. So you might want to consider it. They're usually pretty cheap. I got mine for $15, and it has everything. It even has soldering tools.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
actually,
go wrong.
Hobby crafting hobby stores like Joann's and Michael's are starting to sell soldering kits.
I noticed that Hobby Lobby had some heat guns now, like really nice heat guns.
Yeah. It's because it's becoming a lot more of a hobby. Plus, a lot of heat guns will now take soldering attachments so that you can use them for that sort of thing, which makes them incredibly versatile. I was actually looking at getting one of the multi-heat tools that they sell in hobby stores that you can use it as like a hot knife, as a soldering iron, as a miniature heat gun.
Mm-hmm.
But just having something that's versatile like that can be really helpful. I'm gonna borrow some water from my squirt bottle here. I always keep a squirt bottle on hand, particularly if I'm ironing, just because some fabrics tend to be very stubborn. But also in case I set something on fire. Just in case. And if I'm working with something oily that I know water will not actually help, I keep baking soda nearby. Because the substance that they use in fire extinguishers is basically sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda. So I keep both handy nearby, just in case.
I have paper towels.
I mean, not that I try setting anything on fire. I don't, because I like having my apartment. But, you know, should the worst happen,
So she says.
because the universe hates me and wants to do all sorts of horrible, horrible things to my cosplay, you know.
Like spew weird orange crap on
Like
it.
spew crap on it, yeah. Of course, it couldn't spew it on the back. It had to spew it on the front. The part that everybody's going to see outside of the bow. Speaking of which, the universe doubly hates me because the color of EL wire that I need for the bow is back ordered.
Oh, what color are
Two
you
weeks.
getting?
Aqua.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
It needs to be aqua, not only because it's the correct color according to the anime, but because it's brighter than the blue and easier to see indoors. So he said ETA 2 weeks, so I'm really hoping he does it in 2 weeks because their only choices for shipping are Priority and Express, so I know I will have it within a week
Good.
once I order it. Just the question is, when is it actually going to come in?
Come in.
And I have to be right there on the ball and order it like the day he gets
Amber's camping the website.
it. Yeah, I'm also I will give a shout out to Epic Cosplay, not only because they're sponsoring our contest that we're doing right now, but because right now they're having a spring cleaning sale, I think is what they're calling it.
Yes.
And basically, they're getting rid of spare inventory, so they're marking it down by pretty hefty amounts just to get rid of it. So if you're looking for something off the wall, or if you have a dream cosplay that you know you're eventually going to work on, it doesn't hurt to look at what they have just because they have a pretty big selection right now. And the longer you wait, the less selection they're going to have. Plus,
Not
you
to
know, they
mention, you'll
may.
nab, you can nab something on sale that you might need a year from now. Would you rather pay
Right.
for half price now or pay full price later?
Exactly. Plus, you know, these are only for a limited time. They're not going to have a spring cleaning sale forever. Eventually, they'll just write off loss and get rid of the wigs. They'll either donate them or they'll do something else with them.
By the way, epic cosplay wig.
You can be our marketing person.
I specifically got this wig because this was the only one that I could find that had the right colors in it, but I already knew from past experience, because this is the same type of wig I used for my Amelia wig. I know exactly how to work with it, and I was just like, I'm sold since I gotta style the crap out of it. Literally style the crap out of it. I have to make a brand new hairline. That's gonna be fun stuff. Fun.
See, wigging is something that I don't feel comfortable with doing just yet. I mean, yeah, I'm learning a whole bunch of new things, but I'm generally more into props than I am really anything else.
Yeah. I won't lie. When I first started getting into the wig thing, I was terrified that I was going to screw up royally.
Oh,
But.
I'm not even worried about that, to be honest, because you can
Wow,
always
well, then you're
fit.
lucky.
Well, you can always fix what you screw up because it's not like real human hair. It's not like once you pull it out, you can't put it back. There are ways.
There are ways of
No,
doing it.
actually, what I'm afraid of is that I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea how to style even like human hair, which is why like I don't do anything with my hair. I wouldn't know like how to cut bangs in the style that I want them. It's that I don't have any sort of technique at all. with wigs. It's just, I don't understand. I don't understand them.
I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I won't lie. It's one of those things where you kind of have to either be taught or spend many hours on YouTube teaching yourself how to do it, because there is an art to it. There's a reason why people spend $300 on a simple haircut, because there is a huge quality in doing it and doing it right.
Well, a good wig can make or break a costume, to be fair.
Absolutely.
Although, speaking of epic cosplay, we have a contest going.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
You can find the details on our website, cospod.org.
It's on the homepage. Can't miss it.
Yes, but you have to go to our homepage to get the actual details, because we're running this from our website, not our social media this time. Now, granted, you can send in the answers on social media. You just won't see the questions on social media.
Exactly. Nor will the answers not be on social media. They're only found on our website.
On our website. Which, this is a trivia-based contest, and if you go to the About Us page on our website, you will find the answers to the trivia. And then you just send us the answers via whatever method you would like, as long as you get it to us. And for each correct answer, you get one entry into our contest, which is for an Epic Cosplay gift card. So if you get one correct answer, you get one entry. If you get both correct, you get two entries. If you get none correct, I am sorry, no soup for you.
No soup for you.
Yes.
Oh, we probably have aged ourselves just by doing that, because not many kids know that.
Age myself? Age? What is this thing you speak of? I dress up in costumes for a hobby.
I'm 29 next week. So.
There is no age. There is no age.
Damn kids.
Jeez. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn! Oh my god, this is so cool looking now. Ah! I'm sorry, I get really happy when I start seeing the progress and I get giddy like this.
I was going to say, is this comparable to your latex casting from last time?
Oh my god, okay. That was hilarious. Okay.
I seem to recall reading you jumping up and down.
I literally jumped up and down. So this is what happened. I had pulled the thing, I pulled the latex off of my clay form. Stuck it onto my wig head and put it on my crafting table. So initially I looked at it and I was like, I don't know about this. This is still questionable. So I left the room, made myself dinner, came back about 20 minutes later, saw it on my crafting table, and I just started jumping up and down like a little kid. I was like, no, this is awesome. I don't care. This is cool. I can't believe I made this.
You're yeah, so funny.
You know, you just have those moments where you do something and you do it well and you surprise yourself, and
it's
that was one of those
things.
Moments.
It's the little things.
Yeah. I know it's not perfect, and for my very first time doing something that intricate, I'm used to doing bald caps. I don't do that crazy stuff. So for me, it was an achievement, and it just made me so happy. And I got a lot of compliments on it, so screw everybody else. It's cool. It's now in my prized possession piece next to... Actually, it's not next to anything right now. Sad face. I'll stick it next to my Cloud of Darkness tentacles when I get space again.
Space? Space? What is this thing you speak of? I do not know what you mean by space.
I actually have space again. It's currently...
Well, you do.
It's being taken up by two boxes that are very large and can't fit in our attic, so we're having to break them down. But yeah, right now I don't have access to said space, but I will momentarily. You learn by doing, especially us.
We can make a documentary called The Cosplay Experience.
Because we've been through them all.
Well, maybe not all of them, but a good portion of them.
Say, I'm still one of those people who thinks that cosplayers are like the Mythbusters, because we use a lot of materials other than their intended purpose.
Oh, heck yeah. It's always fun to go into a hardware store and you ask for, you know, X product, and they go, okay, that's great. And as kind of a conversation starter,
yes.
They'll go, well, what are you using it for? and you tell them what you're using it for, and they kind of they look at you funny.
So funny.
So there is always that. Of course, then there's always the time when you go into the hobby store or the hardware store, and you don't know what you're looking for, but you know what the end result will be. So you ask them, "What do I need to help me do this?" And they kind of just go, "Want to do what?" Like normal people don't do that sort of thing. It's like cosplay isn't normal. There is no normal doing stuff.
We're not normal people.
Well, that too, but we're trying to make things that weren't originally designed to exist in the first place. They're ink on paper. So, there's not really a normal way of making them since they've never been made
I
before.
don't have an example near me. Crap.
I mean, I'm making a glowing bow out of light. You can't just make a bow out of light randomly. So of course I'm going to do random things that aren't normal because nobody has a bow of light. That's just the way it is. So yeah, I'm gonna have to do strange things. But it looks awesome when it's done.
It'll look fantastic.
Well, I certainly hope so. At least when they get the EL wire in, it will be better. And then I will have to glue it on here with I'm gonna probably try high temp this time instead of low temp.
Yeah, let me know how that works since I'm curious.
Because I know low temp works for sure, but it's also a lot easier to pull off.
To replace it when necessary.
Yeah, but I would imagine you should still be able to pull it off with high temp because it's hot glue still. There's only so much tensile strength in hot glue. I mean, I'm not going to E6000 the stuff to my bow.
No.
I need to be able to replace it when it dies because EL wire is not forever, incidentally. For those that like LEDs and EL wire and glowy stuff,
You
that stuff
gotta,
doesn't last forever.
you have to make it so that way you can easily take it out and replace it.
Well, ideally you want to, or you'll have to consider the lifespan of your cosplay or prop. Because if the cosplay itself is only meant to last for maybe a couple of years, then you won't have to worry about replacing it. If you want your cosplay to last for a longer period of time, or an indefinite, if you don't know how long you want it to last, yeah, you should probably think about making it so you can replace components. Because you never, stuff may happen.
Things happen. I mean, and I know this happened to actually some people that I met at PAX East who were in armor pieces that they had glowing sections. They had just made them and one of the lights burned out. And he was telling me it's probably going to take him a good week and a half just to pull it apart and stick another light into it. So something that was probably supposed to last maybe 2 years, multiple wearings, is now no longer functional until he replaces the light. So you got to think practicality too. Now this is starting to look a lot like stocking from Panion Stocking. But that's okay, because that's the color I'm kind of needing. Raven has very funky hair, who's apparently in 20 billion different colors according to the billions of references. You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
I hate that I can never pick a character with one hair color. Sailor Mercury must have had like 30 different types of blue over not just the anime series, because her hair color changes every freaking episode, I swear. But between that and the manga and then all the art books, it changes color constantly. Raven from Teen Titans is no different. Her hair color changes. And even in the promotional artwork, it's two different colors.
Welcome to my world.
I hate
Do you know
that.
how many pictures I have to go through of UA to actually find consistency?
There is no consistency. It sucks.
Consistency means two episodes having the same color. Just two. Just two.
It becomes one of those where you pick an episode that has the most images of that character, and you'd be like, okay, that's the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I still have to look at screenshots. So that I can assemble them for my portfolio.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I think that they're actually going to do anything with my portfolio besides glance at it and then give it back to me. but at least I can say that I have it. Because I've been taking pictures as I go of
Good. Good, good, good.
the randomness that is
I'm glad you have been. That's good.
cosplay. I'm learning!
She's finally understanding the importance of the portfolio.
Yeah, but understand that if I win something at ACON this year, I'm not
You're
competing
done.
anymore. I'm done.
That's her last one. Whereas I'm going to be trying to be a crazy ass and get something done for AllCon next year. I won't be able to start it till like January.
I mean, I could still do stuff after that, but I'm not as worried about it.
Yeah. Amber's thing is she wants to get an award at every convention she typically attends. She's got one for AllCon, she's got one for A-Fest.
So ACON is the missing jewel in my crown. Even if it's a prop award, I don't even have to place. I don't care. I just want an award. Just because I feel like I would like recognition from the convention that my skill has reached a certain level, because that will also give me a little bit of prestige should I wish to go teach at other conventions. Because then I can, feasibly present myself as an award-winning cosplayer and mean it. Plus, you're also a lot more likely to get invited, say, to judge or to guest
To be a guest,
at a
yeah.
convention if you can at least prove you are of a certain level. Which,
Exactly.
I don't know that I would make a good judge. I really don't, because I think I'd be harder on them than I should be. But I would love to guest at a convention and teach.
It's fun, I won't lie.
Well, you've also judged before, so.
Judging is actually a lot of fun. It's stressful and very painful, but it can be a lot of fun too. It really depends on who your cohorts are, who the co-judges are.
Well, you've
'Cause
also competed at a higher level than me.
yeah.
So realistically, you're better than me, which is cool.
I don't think I'm better than anybody though.
You've competed at master's level. I
Yeah.
refuse to compete at master's
Like this to me is the coolest prize that I have ever won, and I got this just for entering a contest. It's my
Was that
Mass Effect.
Dragon? Was that PAX?
Yeah, this is my Mass Effect hoodie. It's a $60 item. And that was just for just competing. I didn't have to win anything. It was just for showing up in costume.
There is nothing wrong with that kind of award.
I am
Nothing
okay
wrong
with
at all.
that. Because everybody around me was fantastic and fabulous. That's really all that mattered. But yeah, being asked to be a judge or to show up as a guest is pretty flippin' cool.
They should
I
have
won't lie.
Cosspod as a guest.
You know, when we get big enough, we probably could.
It's not for lack of trying.
No, definitely not.
I mean, we finally reached the plateau that is 10,000 hits a month, which that's actually really hard to get,
Surprisingly so.
And if we can keep that consistently and somehow get our name around, that would be really neat, because not only could we be guests at the convention and, talk and teach about cosplay, but we can also film for them. It's like free audio video crew. Here, let us film your stuff for you. Let us film your cosplay for you and make it look pretty. And then we can dress up in costume ourselves. That would be awesome.
We'll
Because
get there.
that's like my ultimate dream is to have COD as a guest at a convention. I don't care which convention it is, just as long as we were guests. That would be cool. I have a dream. No, I don't want to blaspheme that. Uh-oh. Belle dropped off. Come back, Belle! Come back! Whereas I'm sitting here waiting for wood filler to dry. Which is kind of, in a way, like watching paint dry. And thankfully, it doesn't take as long as paint drying because watching paint dry can be really boring unless you have something to occupy your time. Usually at this point I would be sewing, but unfortunately I'm working on my sewing table right now. I actually have two tables. I have this folding table. This is my general crafting table that I just do everything on. And then I have my folding cutting table, which is actually here in the corner, that actually folds out to full length, which is about 5 feet. And I know that's not quite entirely like full length, but it's long enough for me to be able to cut like adult size clothing on it. Because unfortunately, this table is only 4 feet long, so that if I want to cut things like dresses or kimonos on it, it's actually not long enough for me to cut in a single segment. I actually have to slide the fabric all over the place, and that tends to reduce accuracy. And you can actually get a really big error difference in your cosplay if you end up cutting by having to slide everything around. Even if you're as precise as possible, it doesn't matter. There's still that error. I guess it's a geometry thing with it sliding over the plane at the edge of the table. So there is that. So I do end up cutting on my cutting table. Occasionally I craft on it when I have big props like this was originally done sitting on my cutting table. But I try and keep it for fabric because if I get it dirty, then I have to worry about being extra careful to clean it, especially if I have to cut white fabric on that table. You don't want residue all over your fabric from your cutting table, which I actually found out the hard way with getting residue on an iron, actually. With the fabric that I dyed for the first time, when I steamed it, a little bit of dye came off on the ironing board itself and on the iron, the hot plate. And so I went to press some of my white fabric and I got a little bit of purple dye on it. And of course, I didn't notice until after it had dried, so it had already set and I couldn't do anything about it. But I ended up having to make that piece a piece of lining instead of the actual, outer shell of the costume because it was originally an outer piece. It was meant to be on the outside. Thankfully, I had cut full lining for the entire costume. So I just switched the lining and the main body so that now the dye is going to be on the inside, which is still kind of frustrating to know that it's there, that I can't do anything about it. But I can't get the dye out of the white fabric. It's ever so faint, but because I know it's there, it's a mental thing. It just bugs the heck out of me. So go figure. Major pain in butt. But that's unfortunately, with all of the new techniques, new to me. With all the new techniques that I've been learning this time around, I've made mistakes. That's probably putting it mildly. But I mean, yeah, I learn from the mistakes and, knowing's half the battle, Gojo. But at the same time, the mistake means that I have a mistake, and if I can't fix it, that makes it all the more frustrating. Because, yeah, I learned from the mistake, but I made the mistake in the first place. And 9 times out of 10, whenever I make a mistake like this, it's not something I can fix. It's not something I can cover up or cut out or, cut a brand new piece or make a brand new piece. Just because I tend to, when I budget fabric, I leave a little extra for mistakes. I don't leave a lot of extra. So if I make multiple mistakes, I have a problem. It means I have to go out and buy a whole other thing of fabric. But when you buy a whole other thing of fabric, then you have to run the risk of dye lots. You run into the issue that the fabric may not actually be the exact same shade that it actually was in your original. And I have done that before on a coat. I did it on a trench coat from Stardust that was a commission. And I was in a hurry, and I had made a mistake on one entire panel of the coat. And so I went and I bought fabric. I did not bring the swatch with me, which was my mistake. And when I found out, it was too late, which was so painful. It was so painful. And needless to say, I saw it in daylight and I noticed that they were two vastly different dialogues. I mean, one was white and the other was eggshell white. The difference was that great. And of course, it was a commission, so I had to redo it. I was like, oh. Welcome back.
Yay! So I don't know if this is going to be on this one or if I need to flip back.
No clue.
I don't know either, so I'm going to right click and open.
See, I expected you to auto rejoin, and then you didn't, and then I was like, oh, I guess I have to re-invite her. Because I was rambling.
I think we're good now. I think we're still
Okay.
good.
That was good because I can only ramble by myself for so long before I kind of end up having to, I don't know, topic change. Especially on a Saturday, my brain is kind of
You don't
not
have an
all
excuse.
here.
I'm with Sharpie, so I should be like the one getting high and having like weird trip out sessions here.
I'm standing over a fiberglass resin prop.
I'm getting yelled at for doing this by hand, by the way. Well, not yelled at, but apparently Dunk Die. Well, Dunk Die is kind of yelling.
Well, dunk die is easier, yes.
But
So
defeating the purpose.
explain to the listeners why you are hand dying as opposed to dunk dying. For those who don't
Yeah.
know, dunk dying is literally what it sounds like. You dunk a wig in a bucket and you dye it that way, just like you do fabric.
Yeah, I'm
So
doing it.
explain.
Yeah, I'm doing it this way is because I like the original purple that I got, but I wanted to have streaks of blue and black be a little bit more visible. So this way I can still see the strands of purple like I initially intended it to. And unfortunately, if you dunk dye it, it hits everything at once. So all the purple would completely vanish. And that's not at all what I want to do. So yes, this does take longer, but allows me the precision and accuracy that I want. It's a catch 22.
That can happen.
And right now, like my wig is done. I'm sure I'll have to do little touch-ups after I style it and get the fake hairline in. Now I'm
Yeah.
onto the wefts.
My mother asked me while she was taking me to go get my motorcycle, and we were chatting. She's like, "So how many wigs do you have?" And I kind of counted and was like, "Okay, I think I have four." It's like, well, why don't you plan your cosplays around your wigs? It's like I try to, but at the same time, the breadth of anime characters is such that very few of them actually have one, the same hair color, and two, the same hair length, let alone the same style. So you usually end up having a hard time finding anime characters that have the exact same color, length, and style, for one. And for two, it's like, okay, well, wigs only last so long. So if I have one cosplay for one wig, if I lose that wig, I've only lost one cosplay. If I have five cosplays tied to one wig and I have a destroyed wig, then I've lost five cosplays. So I think I'd rather just have the one. Although I do need to replace some of my wigs eventually, because they're getting a little bit thinned out from me having to detangle Though I will say, fabric softener makes for an awesome wig detangler. I swear by it. You put some fabric softener, a squirt bottle, and you water it down just a little bit. You just squirt the wig, make it all nice and damp, let it dry a little bit. And then you just kind of gradually, with a wide-toothed comb or your fingers, not with a brush at first, wide-tooth comb, get out the tangles, then you use the brush, generally a wig brush. But yeah, fabric softener, fantastic stuff.
The comment on the YouTube channel is that her mom says the exact same thing.
Oh, about the matching costumes to the wigs.
I don't know how many wigs I have. I actually have to sit and think about this. I'm sure I have over 15, easily.
See, I'd love to find a character that actually has, like, my own hair, but that's incredibly difficult to find. Plus, my hair is kind of thinning out.
To say, yeah, mine is too thin and it's too unpredictable. I would, now that I know better, I wouldn't wear a costume without a wig.
I think we're both getting our hair cut shortly anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Ha
Ah, funny. Oh, look,
I
at my
play.
hand. You're such a punny lady.
I didn't mean that pun, it just kind of came
It
out
came
that
out.
way.
That's what you do.
Yes, we are both getting our hair cut.
Eventually.
Well, I think you're getting it sooner than mine because I haven't found a style yet that I like that I want my hair cut into. Just because I have so little hair that I just have to be really careful with what I can actually do with it. Because there's not much I can do with it at the moment.
Yeah, mine is a wonderful. Supposed to be done yesterday, but I got stood up by the hairdresser. How wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have psoriasis of the scalp, so that makes it a little more difficult as a cosplayer because not only am I losing my hair gradually just because psoriasis attacks your hair follicles, but it also means I have to worry about keeping my wigs extra clean because all the flakies will get into the wig. And
Wig.
while it won't destroy the wig, it just gets kind of messy and it has health implications as well. So I just have to be really careful to shake out my wig caps and to brush out my wigs as soon as I'm done with them. But yeah, I have really thin hair by this point just because I've had psoriasis for so long. So yay, I get to get mine trimmed, which hopefully will help me fit it all under a wig cap this time.
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time, man. Such a
Yep.
butt.
I have seen. Oh, who was it? I can't remember her name. Her hair is actually longer than mine and thicker than mine, and her mother braids it into spirals on the back of her head.
Yeah, that's basically how I have to do it. I
And
have to
it's
do
like.
Princess Leia from The Empire Strikes Back. It's the only way I can get it to work.
It's seriously just astonishing how people can just compress their hair and make the wig look natural.
Yes.
Because heaven knows, I have problems doing that. I mean, even if I were to do it Leia style, which I have done with my hair before, you still get a visible bump under the wig. Which I was really upset because in some of the shots when we did our Slayers photo shoot, you can see the lump in the back of my wig, and I wish I would have known that so I could have adjusted.
Ah, I didn't even realize it. Otherwise, I would have told
Oh, I
you.
did. And
I
I felt really bad, and I
know.
was like, oh,
I'm
why didn't you
sorry.
tell me? Why didn't the photographer say anything? I could have moved my hair.
It's one of those things where if I don't notice it, I'm not going to say anything because I don't know. But if I do see something
Right.
different, I have no problems going like, hey, your wig's a little off. Let's just fix it. There you go. We're good.
I usually do the same. I will say something if someone's wig is off because I know
Yeah.
that they would feel as frustrated as I do in photos.
Yeah. I honestly didn't notice. So that's my
It's
bad.
cool. It's cool.
But
I mean,
it's done.
it's done. I'm probably not going to wear Lena for a long time anyway. Just because I've worn it so much over the last couple of years. But it's like, okay,
You are Lena.
it's time to give it a little bit of a break. Yes, that is the costume I'm most known for. But at the same time, I don't just want to be known for one costume. Yeah, it's a cool costume, but I don't really just want to be known for one.
Was the word that you got at A-Fest? Was it the
Most creative.
That's it.
I that was one of those moments where I was using materials in a manner in which they were not meant to be used. I did a lot of that.
Mythbusters.
I did a lot of that in that costume, which is kind of why I won that award. And I was really happy with that.
That's a fun one to win.
I was really, really happy with that award, actually. That was a good award for that costume. I think with this one, I'm just aiming for best prop, to be honest. Which would be plenty for me, or a judge's award. I fully don't expect a place. Which is
It's
fine.
hard. It's with Akon, it's kind of a hit and miss. It's one of those where if you're not really the popular show at the moment, you're probably not going to get anything.
Yeah, well, at the same time, I don't really do cosplays that are popular. I think the
I
one
don't
time
either.
I did, I've only done it one time, and I did a Bleach costume because everybody and their brother was doing Bleach at that point, so I was like, okay, I need to have a Bleach costume. So I made one, and I've worn it, I think, 3 or 4 times for Bleach shoots. But at some point, it's like, you know, it's just really not my thing. I'm too old school. I enjoy old school anime too much to where the vast majority of my costumes are old school. But I have
Wow,
no
this
problem with
Sharpie
that.
smells horrible. Holy crap.
Maybe you should hold it further from your face. Just saying. Please remember to check us out on iTunes. Also, check out our contest that is going on our homepage at cosplay.org. And please keep in touch with us through all of our social media. You can also find that on our website. So with that, we'll see you in episode 35.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
guys.